With the Old Breed, Disc 3.
Our level of training rose in August, and so did the intensity of chicken discipline. We suffered through an increasing number of weapons and equipment inspections, work parties, and petty cleanup details around the camp. The step-up in harassment, coupled with the constant discomforts and harsh living conditions of Pavuvu, drove us all into a state of intense exasperation and disgust with our existence before we embarked for Peleliu. I used to think the lieutenant was a pretty good Joe, but damned if I ain't about to say that he ain't nothing but a hoss's ass, grumbled one Marine.
You said that right, old buddy, came back another. Hell, he ain't the only one that's gone crazy over insisting that everything be just so and then bawling us out if it ain't. The gunny's mean as hell, and nothing suits him anymore, responded yet another man.
Don't let it get you down, boys. It's just part of the USMC plan for keeping the troops in fighting shape, calmly remarked a philosophical old salt of pre-war service.
What the hell are you talking about? Snapped an irritated listener.
Well, it's this way, answered the philosopher. If they get us mad enough, they figure we'll take it out on the nips when we hit this beach coming up. I saw it happen before, Guadalcanal and Gloucester. They don't pull this kind of stuff on rear echelon, boys. They want us to be mean, mad, and malicious. That's straight dope, I'm telling you. I've seen it happen every time before we go on a campaign.
Sounds logical. You may be right, but what's malicious? Someone said.
Forget it, you nitwit, the philosopher growled.
Right or not, I'm sure tired of Pavuvu, I said.
That's the plan, Sledgehammer. Get you fed up with Pavuvu or whatever the hell you happen to be, and you'll be hot to go anywhere else, even if the nips are there waiting for you, the philosopher said. We fell silent, thinking about that, and finally concluded he was right. Many of the more thoughtful men I knew shared his view. I griped as loudly as anyone about our living conditions and discipline. In retrospect, however, I doubt seriously whether I could have coped with the psychological and physical shock and stress encountered on Peleliu and Okinawa, had it been otherwise. The Japanese fought to win. It was a savage, brutal, inhumane, exhausting, and dirty business. Our commanders knew that if we were to win and survive, we must be trained realistically for it, whether we liked it or not. In the post-war years, the Marine Corps came in for a great deal of undeserved criticism, in my opinion, from well-meaning persons who did not comprehend the magnitude of stress and horror that combat can be. The technology that developed the rifled barrel, the machine gun, and high-explosive shells has turned war into prolonged subhuman slaughter. Men must be trained realistically if they are to survive it, without breaking, mentally and physically.